啊，愿大家平安。
啊、peace be with all brothers and sisters。
今天早上我们从诗篇三十三篇啊来查考一些属灵的道理。
And this morning we'd like to study Psalm chapter 33 and for spiritual teachings。
请看诗篇三十三篇。
Psalm chapter 33。
十二节。
Verse 12。
诗篇三十三篇的十二节。
Psalm 33, verse 12.
这里说，以耶和华为神，那国是有福的。他所拣选为自己的产业，那民是有福的。
Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance.
这一段这节圣经节在讲有福气的国家，还有有福气的人。
Here it describes a blessed nation, and the blessed people.
啊，到最后结论是，他们都要跟神有建立，管理关系呀。
And the key point is, they all establish a good relationship with God.
以神，以天上的主为神呐、啊，那国是有福的。
Here it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
啊、美国现在是全世界最强的国家。
We know that the United States is the only superpower on earth.
美国的历史只有两百多年。
And the country of U.S. only has a short history of 200 some years.
啊，但是我们再看美国过去，从清教徒移民到这个地方来，啊，都跟敬拜神有关系。
But starting from the Puritans move from Europe to America.This country was established based on God.
啊，虽然东西两岸看起来比较世俗化，但是在啊比较偏远或者中间的地方，很多人还是很敬畏神。
And perhaps in the East Coast or in the West Coast, you see a lot more influence by the materialism, but the vast majority of America is still quite religious.
啊，就是因为啊人有在敬拜神啊，所以啊带来神给这个国度的祝福。
And because the people on this land worship God, therefore God pour His blessing on this land.
好，那下面说，神所拣选为自己产业的是有福的。
Here further says the people He chose for His inheritance.
也就是每一个能够相信主的人，这是有福的。
That is blessed are those who believe in the Lord.
啊，因为这一种人。他变成神的产业
because they shall receive the inheritance from God
他变成神的产业
they will become a God's inheritance
那神也要成为他的产业
and then God will also provide inheritance for them
做神的产业就是神所宝贵的
therefore to be the inheritance of God means God will cherish you as his own
那为什么说以神为国那以主为神，那国的是有福气。
And why is it said that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord？
啊，从第四节到十一节在，在教导我们神的本性。
And from verse 4 through verse 11, here it teaches us the divine nature of God.
也就是我们所拜的神是什么样的神
？That is, what exactly is this God that we worship？
那从十三节一直到二十二节。是在讲那神跟我们有什么关系
and from verse 13 through verse 22 here describes the relationship between ourselves and God
那这两部分我们都了解我们才会真的从心里面很感谢主拣选我我实在很有福气
and once you understand these two messages then you would understand how blessed are we to be chosen by God
我们来看第四节跟第五节
please read verse 4
第四节跟第五节在讲神的本性是善良。
Verse 4 and 5 describes the kindness and the merciful nature of God.
这里说神的言语是正直的。
For the word of the Lord is right and true.
言语代表一个人的心的声音。
For the words that a person speaks represents what he thinks in his heart.
我们要认识一个人要常常听这一个人讲话。
To get to know a person, you want to have conversation with this person.
那 听得越多人讲的话，我们对他了解越清楚。
And the more that you communicate, the more you will get to know this person.
我们要认识神啊，要听神讲的话。
To come to know God, we must listen to the words of God.
那个话就是圣经的道理。
And the words of God can be found, in the Bible.
那圣经的道理啊，是纯全的。
And the teachings in the Bible is genuine.
圣经说比炼过的银子更宝贵。
It is more pure and precious than fine gold.
那凡他所做的都是诚实。
It says, he is faithful in all he does.
就是神的本性啊，是不会改变的。
That God would never, the nature of God is that he will never change.
所以神跟人不一样。
So God is different from men.
那有时候一个年轻人要结婚，常常要跟啊对方交往一段时间。
And before a couple gets married, there's usually a period of courtship.
那一直到了解对方，觉得说啊这是可以结婚的对象。
Until they understand each other well enough to that there can be they're ready to get married.
但是了解对方并不能保证说你婚姻一定不会发生问题。
But understanding your future spouse thoroughly doesn't guarantee everlasting marriage.
因为人一直在变。
Because people are changing always.
有时候随着环境改变，人会变。
Sometimes due to the changes in the environment, people also change.
所以一个人你觉得很好，可能结婚几年以后你发现他变了。
Perhaps you thought at the time of marriage this person was very good, but after a few years he or she may change.
那一个人变了，你就发现这个关系就很难维持了。
And once you discover that your spouse has changed, it may be difficult to maintain this relationship.
但是圣经里面说，在灵里面我们跟人好像夫妻。
But God said in spirit, we're just like we're married to God.
我们信耶稣就是许配给基督。
We are Christians, we belong to Christ, we are married with Christ.
那这是一生一世的。
And this is an everlasting relationship.
那将来我们就在天国跟主相见。
And in the future, we will meet with the Lord.
啊，所以天国的筵席叫婚宴。
Therefore, the feast or the gathering in the heavenly kingdom is like that of a wedding banquet.
那这个关系永远不会变。
And this relationship would never change.
因为神不会变。
Because God himself never changes.
他的本性不会变。
His nature would not change.
他的慈爱公义不会变。
His mercy and love would not change.
所以只要我们不变，我们跟神这个婚约永远存在。
So as long as we ourselves do not change, then our relationship with God will remain forever.
所以这个神的本性是善良纯全的，而且是真实的，永远不变。
So the nature of God is right and true, and he will never change.
这是可贵的地方。
And this is what, why it's so precious.
因此一个人如果常常亲近神，
therefore if a person always draw near to God,
你发现现在他本性很好，再过50年他本性还是很好。
And you'll see that right now he seems to be a good person. 50 years later, he will still be a good person.
因为神不会变。
Because God himself never changed.
所以亲近神的人只会变好，不会变坏。
For those who draw near to God will only be more like God, to be better.
因此一个真正稳固的婚姻就是必须双方有神的本质在里面，这种人婚姻才会稳固。
So for a stable marriage, the parties involved must center around God.
那如果把这个最重要拿掉了，只靠个人的感觉 feeling 啊，这个是非常不可靠的。
And if you remove a God from the marriage and then just rely on love and feelings, and then you are really risking it.
第五节。
Verse 5.
说他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
Verse 5. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
神喜欢的跟人喜欢的不太一样。
What God loves is different from what man loves.
人喜欢权力。
Man loves power.
啊，人喜欢金钱。
Man loves money.
人喜欢欲望的满足。
Man loves the fulfillment of his desires.
所以人跟人很难打交道。
So sometimes it's hard to associate with other people.
但是神喜欢仁义跟公平。
But here it says the Lord loves righteousness and justice.
神不看我们外表。
God does not look upon our outward appearance.
只要一个人在仁义公平上你一直在进步，你跟神的关系就越来越好。
As long as you are making improvements in righteousness and justice, then your relationship with God would improve.
所以即使像拉撒路一样，他还是可以跟神做好朋友。
Even a beggar like Lazarus, yet God consider him a good friend.
因为他的本性啊，他所喜欢的是仁义公平。
Because God loves righteousness and justice.
那下面说，遍地满了神的慈爱。
He says that the earth is full of His unfailing love.
神的本性是慈爱的。
And the nature of God is love.
所以遍地满了神的慈爱。
Therefore, the earth is full of His unfailing love.
我们不晓得得罪神多少次。
We don't know how many times that we have sinned and offended God.
但是每一次我们回到神的面前。
But every time we return back to God,
我们请求他赦免,
we ask for His forgiveness,
他就涂抹我们的罪,
and He removed our sins.
所以诗篇一百零三篇说, 东离西有多远, 他让我们的罪离开我们也有多远。
Therefore, in the scroll of Psalm 103, it says, how far apart are east from the west, the way that God removes our sins is like the same way.
一夜虽然有哭泣，早晨又必欢呼。
At night, we may be crying for our guilt, but in the morning, once we receive the forgiveness, we will shout with joy.
所以有时候我们做错事给神管教啊，你很痛苦。
And sometimes we'll be punished or disciplined by God because of the iniquities that we've committed.
但是早晨我们要欢呼，因为神要赦免我们。
But in the morning, we should shout with joy, for we know that the forgiveness of God is coming.
大卫犯罪
and King David, he also committed great sin.
他数点百姓
and then he counted the number of his people.
啊，得罪神
and which that displeased God.
啊，神就叫先知来看他，说有三样的灾祸你可以选
and then God came to David and told him that there are three kinds of disasters that you can choose.
是三年的饥荒，还是要被人追三个月？
Do you want famine, or 3 years of famine in your land, or to be chased by your enemies for 3 months?
还是要瘟疫三天?
Or the pestilence in your countries for 3 days?
大卫说我真的很难啊，这个三个都不要最好啊。
And David said, this is a rather hard decision. I'd rather not having any of these.
但是如果要选，我选择落在神的手中。
But he says that if I get to choose, then I'd rather choose to be fallen under the hands of God.
因为大卫知道人的心是没有慈爱的。
Because David knew that inside a man's heart, there is no love.
一旦你落在人的手中啊，你很难得到怜悯。
Once you are under the hands of your enemies, you will not receive forgiveness.
但是神有丰盛的慈爱。
But God is full of love and mercy.
所以这个瘟疫一下来，神就后悔了。
So, The moment that God sends down the pestilence, God would relent his punishment.
但他看到人这样受苦，神就后悔，马上就停止。
And when God saw people are suffering, right away, he stopped the epidemic.
所以我们所敬拜的神是最好打交道的神，比人更容易打交道。
Therefore, the God we worship is the easiest person to associate.
因为他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
And because he loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of his unfailing love.
神的本性是完全善良的。
The nature of God is absolute kindness and merciful.
而且是永远不会改变的。
And His divine nature will never change.
那从第六节到第七节啊，就在提到神的能力。
And from verse 6 and 7 to from verse 6 to verse 9 describes the power of God.
我们所拜的神能力非常大。
The God that we worship has a lot of power.
第六节
verse 6
诸天借着神的命而造的，万象借他口中的气而成。
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth.
万物是借着神讲的话而造的。
For the universe, the heavens were made through the words of God.
那也借着他口中的气而成的。
And the starry hosts were made by the breath of his mouth.
这个气原文就是灵的意思。
And the breath in the original text means soul.
所以创世纪里面说神的灵运行在水面上，然后神就说有就有，神说力就力，
soul or spirit. And therefore, in the book of Genesis, it says that in the beginning, the Spirit of God was moving about, and then the words of God came, and so was the creation.
所以神讲的话非常有能力。
Therefore, the words of God is very powerful.
句句都带有能力。
It carries heavy weight.
其实他从没有变成有。
He can create out of nothing.
这是人做不到的。
But this is something that no human being can match.
但是神做得到。
But God could do it.
所以他叫做无所不能。
That's why he's omnipotent.
但神的气也是有生命的。
And the breath of God carries life.
所以他造一个人，泥土造一个人不会动。
Therefore, he used dust to create this man. Initially, this man is not moving.
那神把他吹一口气，他就变成有灵的活人。
But then God gave him a breath, and then he became alive.
那这个就在讲到神的能力。
And this describes the power of God.
那他的这个能力有多大？
So how powerful is the power of God?
大到你没有办法了解。
It's beyond your imagination.
所以我们所拜的神真是非常的伟大。
So the God that we worship is indeed great.
所以圣经说，万民都要在他面前下跪敬拜他。
So people of all nations shall bow down before him.
我们人类终于把这个人类的基因解出来。
So there's a big news about decoding the human genes.
但是这是神在创造的时候就已经把它隐藏在里面。
But the secret of human genes had already in place during creation.
所以我们可以看到，人虽然很厉害，但是这个厉害只是发明神创造的一小部分而已。
And so even all these boasting accomplishments is just to reveal a very tiny portion of God's creation mystery.
好，是第七节。
Verse 7.
他聚集海水如垒，收藏生养在府库中。
Verse 7. He gathers the waters of the sea into jar, he puts the deep into storehouse.
我们现在知道全世界在经历这个温室效应。
You know that there's a greenhouse effect.
就是因为燃烧太多的这些能量，所以温度越来越高。
That is due to the increased content of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that the Earth's average temperature rises.
这个会对我们有什么影响？
And what would happen to us?
圣经说，这里说神把这个海水收藏在生羊的库房中。
Verse 7 says, He gathers the waters of the sea into a jar.
如果全世界的水都融化了，全部都被水包围了。
And if all the water in this world, including the ones in the north and south poles, and then the whole world will be covered by water.
所以神用把这个水结成冰，在南极跟北极，所以很多的陆地就露出来。
But because God collects these vast amount of water in North and South Pole and make them into solid form, which is ice, that's why we have land.
那现在人一直在享受这个舒服，结果温度越来越高，这个水融化越来越大，这样继续下去，有一天水全部融化，地球就被盖掉了。
But if this greenhouse effect continues, and then the icebergs in North and South Poles continue to melt, and one day the Earth will be covered with water.
所以最大的智慧就是回归到神创造人那原来的样子，那个是最大的智慧，那个是神造的。
So the greatest wisdom that a person may obtain is to return back to the original design of God.
因为他所造的都是好的。
Because whatever God designs, He made it well.
但是人想要去改变。
But human being tried to change.
表面上更是好，但是你再看远一点，是不是好？这是大问题。
It may seem good at the time, but in the long run, you will see that the man will suffer the consequence.
所以第九节。
And verse 9.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
For he spoke, and it came to be. He commands, and it stood firm.
所以神非常伟大。
So God is omnipotent.
因此第八节说，全地都要敬畏神，愿世上的民都要惧怕他。
Verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the people of the world revere him.
每一个人活在世界上要敬畏神，他是非常伟大的神。
All the people in the world shall revere him.
我们现在再看十节到十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
说神使列国的筹算归无有，使众民的思念无有功效。十一节。
Verse 11.
说神的筹算永远立定他心中的思念，万代长存。请读。
Verse 10, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purpose of the people, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations.
这个十节到十一节在讲三种筹划。
Verse 10 and 11, here it describes three plans.
一个是一个国家的筹划。
One is the plans of the nations.
啊，第二个是人民的筹划。
And also the plans for the people.
那第三个就是神的筹划。
And then is the plans of the Lord.
所以我们每一天我们都一直在计划我们的未来。
So every day we're making plans of some sort.
我们要做什么工作，几岁要退休，要寄多少钱。
What kind of work am I engaging in? How long will when can I accumulate enough money to retire?
但是如果没有神
，But without God.
圣经说这些筹划都会变成没有，没有，没有什么功效。
All these plans means nothing.
但是神的筹划永远立定。
But the plans of the Lord stands firm forever.
所以圣经里面神对整个宇宙有他的计划。
And God has his plan for the universe.
那但以理书里面看到那个一个大的金像。
In the book of Daniel, Daniel saw a vision of this great statue.
头是金的。
And was golden head.
胸部是银的。
And it was a silver chest.
那它到腿部是铁的。
And then up all the way down to the legs.
到脚趾头是半铁半泥。
And to the feet are half iron, half clay.
然后一块石头从天上掉下来。
And there's a great rock came from heaven.
那整个像都打碎了。
And the entire statue was smashed.
那个像就是人类的历史。
And that statue represents human history.
从尼布甲尼撒王的时候是金的，非常强盛。
King Nebuchadnezzar, at the time, it was very powerful.
一直到末世，十个脚趾头，土跟泥这样混在一起。
Until the end, at the feet, there's a mix of clay and iron.
那这个是神的筹划。
And this is the plan of God.
那最后一块大石头下来。
And when the big rock from heaven came,
就是主耶稣再来。
Which is Lord Jesus.
他就是磐石。
He is the rock.
就是历史的结束。
And he will come and terminate the history.
那这种神的计划是永远立定，是人不能够推倒的。
And this kind of planning from God stands firm forever and could never be nullified by human effort.
所以这个神的智慧不是人能够去抵挡的。
Therefore, human wisdom is not something that man can fathom nor change.
魔鬼进入犹大的心，把耶稣卖掉。
Satan entered the heart of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus.
当时的法老嫉妒耶稣，把耶稣钉在十字架。
And then the priests at the time, they because of jealousy, they crucified Jesus.
看起来他们得胜了。
So it seems that they were the victors.
但是耶稣在十字架上最后一句话说成了。
But then Jesus' last statement on earth says, he said, it is finished.
救恩已经完成了。
For the salvation, it's finished.
所以魔鬼要定耶稣，结果完成了救恩。
Satan wanted to kill Jesus, but on the contrary, the salvation was fulfilled.
因为这是神的筹划。
Because this is the plan of God.
这个不是人挡得住的。
This is not something that human being can stop.
你看约瑟的兄弟嫉妒他，要把他卖到埃及。
And the brothers of Joseph sold Joseph to Egypt out of jealousy.
他们觉得很高兴，我们就把约瑟除掉了，现在爸爸就不会再偏爱他。
They were very happy. He said, now we got rid of Joseph, and so our father would not show favoritism anymore.
但是他不知道神对约瑟有他的计划。
But they did not realize that God had plans for Joseph.
过了几年，大饥荒到这个埃及里面去拿粮食。
A few years later, when the great famine of the land came, they all had to go to Egypt to buy food.
忽然间，他发现他们卖掉那个弟弟，现在已经做宰相。
And they realized that the brothers that they previously sold as slaves in Egypt are now the prime minister.
大家吓得魂不附体。
They were all scared.
现在怎么办？
What should we do?
于是就讲好话了。
And Joseph speak kind words to them.
过去你们意思是不好的。
He said, you intended to harm me.
你是要卖我。
You wanted to, you sold me and you want to harm me.
但神的意思是好的。
But God meant something good to happen.
要差我到这里来。
And he sent me to this place.
所以我们就可以看到一个人如果能够走在神对他的计划上是不倒，你绝对推不倒。
So we can see that as long as a person walks on the path of God, and then he could never be destroyed.
So
we're afraid that is So our biggest fear is that are we walking on the way or the plans of the Lord, our own way and our own plan.
如果我们的计划完全跟神一样,
and if our plan is exactly the same as the plan of God,
你不要怕别人对你怎样,
then do not worry about what other people say.
就是像大力你被丢到狮子坑里面, 狮子也不能把你吞掉。
Even if, just like Daniel who was thrown into the den of lions, lions would not devour Daniel.
因为神的筹算是永远立定的。
Because the plan of God stands forever.
人的小智慧怎么去抵挡神的大智慧呢?
How can a person's scheme overruns God's wisdom?
所以圣经在说不要做糊涂人要明白神的旨意怎样。
Therefore the Bible says that do not be a foolish person but seek to understand the will of the Lord.
如果你明白神的旨意走在上面你永远立定万代长存没有一个人能够把你怎样。
If you understand the will of the Lord then walk on it and then you shall be prosperous for generations.
因为神的意念高过人的意念。
Because the will of the Lord is higher than the will of men.
所以我们所拜的神是本性善良、能力伟大、智慧纯全的神。
So the God we worship is not only does not only love justice and righteousness. He's also merciful and kind and great in power.
那这位神跟我们什么关系？
And what does this God has to do with us?
请看十三节，
Please see, verse 13 to 15.
说神从天上观看，他看见一切的世人。十四节
，14.
从他的居所往外查看地上一切的居民。十五节
，15.
他是那照他们众人心的，留意他们一切的作为。这里说神虽然高高在天上，他天天在看我们。
Here says that from heaven the Lord looks down.And see all mankind.
也就是说，神最了解我们。
That is God, always. God knows us the best.
他不但了解我们的过去
，Not only he knows our past.
他也了解我们现在
，He also knows our present.
他也了解我们的未来
He also understands. He also knows our future.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说啊，你不了解我，其实最了解我们是神。
So sometimes we always tell other people that, oh, you don't understand me.There's one person who truly understands you, who is God.
那也因为神最了解我们，所以神才能够真正的帮助我们。
And because God really understands us, therefore He can help us.
他才真正需要我们的需要。
And because He knows our needs.
所以出埃及记里面说，这个以色列百姓在埃及地受苦啊，发怨言。他的哀声达到神的面前。
In the book of Exodus, it says that the cry of the Israelites has reached the ears of God.
哇，神听到。
And God has heard their cry.
神就下来。
And then God came.
来看。
And look around.
那神就差摩西。
And then God sent Moses.
就带领他们从埃及里面出来。
And to lead them out of Egypt.
所以我们生活上一切的愁苦，你的重担，你的忧愁，你前面所要摆的这个不平的路，神都知道。
Therefore, God knows all your burdens, all your worries, all the treacherous ways that you're about to walk on.
所以只要你能够依靠神，前面的路有神在带领，就不怕。
So as long as you rely on God, no matter how difficult is the path seems to be, you would have no fear.
因为他知道，他也愿意看顾。
Because He knows and He's willing to help.
我们知道很多人困难，你不愿意，不一定你能够看顾。
Many times we know other people's difficulties, but do you have the power to help that person?
有时候我们有能力看顾，我们也不一定愿意去看顾。
Sometimes even if you do have the power to help that person, but are you willing to help that person?
但神不但知道我们，
but God not only knows our needs,
他愿意看顾。
He's willing to help us.
他也能够看顾。
And He can help us.
所以这个他说为什么？被神拣选为自己产业是有福的。
That's why it says, blessed are the people who he chose for his inheritance.
很多做父母的都会感觉到说，我对孩子的心，我的孩子不能了解。
And many times, and the parents who said that, oh, my children can never understand the love I have for them.
所以常常对孩子说，有一天你当父母，你就可以了解我。
So they always repeat this statement, oh, one day if you become a parent, then you will understand.
但是最爱我们孩子是谁？
But who loves our children the most?
不是我们做父母的。
Not necessarily we as parents.
是天上的神。
But rather the God in heaven.
最能够帮助我们孩子是谁？
Who can truly help our children?
不是我们父母。
Not necessarily ourselves.
是天上的神。
But the God in heaven.
所以我们要把我们的下一代带到神的面前。
So therefore, we have to bring our children to the Lord,
让他也能够享受神的慈爱。
So that he may also enjoy the kindness and mercy of God.
从神得到引导，从神得到帮助。
Receive guidance and assistance from the divine.
这个就是父母对子女最大的爱心。
And this is the greatest love that a parents can do for his children.
把他带来认识他天上的父。
To bring your children to the Lord, to get to know the Father and God of heaven.
就看十六节。
16.
说君王不能够因兵多得胜，勇士不能够因力大得救。17节。
17.
靠马的得救是枉然，马也不能够因力大得救。18节。
18.
说神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人，仰望他慈爱的人。这里首先在谈到君王、勇士。
Here talks about the great king.
虽然堕胎不也会得胜。
He says, 16, no king is saved by the size of his army.
也不会因为力大得救。
And no warrior escaped by his great strength.
你看第二次世界大战，这个希特勒已经达到莫斯科了，已经看到那个城墙了。
During Second World War, Hitler and the German army was at the brink of capturing Moscow.
但是神不愿意，就是打不进去。
But it was not the plan of God, therefore they couldn't capture the city.
兵很强，力很大，就是打不进去。
The army was powerful and the equipment was great, but they couldn't capture the city.
日本也是一样。
Same with Japan.
把中国大陆已经吃掉了一半。
They occupy almost half of China and a good part of Asia.
但是如果这不是神愿意，你就做不到。
But if it was not God's will, and then they could never reach their goal.
所以我们活到一辈子，到最后一个结论，神最可靠。
And so if we live long enough, you will find that only God is reliable.
你一直要去靠律师、靠医生、靠来靠去，你都发现神最可靠。
If you want to rely on your teachers, your lawyers, or doctors, you'll find that you rather rely on God.
那神要看顾那敬畏他、仰望他慈爱的人。
And God will, verse 18, but the eyes of the Lord on those who fear him.
我们再看20节。
Please read verse 20.
我们的心向来等候神，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
Verse 20, we wait in hope for the Lord, he is our help and our shield.
这里说神是我们的帮助。
It says, Lord is our help.
你知道当哈拿不能够生孩子。
When Hannah was in great distress because she was barren.
她常常被人嘲笑。
And she was often... scoffed and despised by the others.
那时候等着痛苦。
And how distressed was Hannah?
Hannah 的先生很爱她。
And the husband of Hannah loved her very much.
每一分东西都给她双倍。
Every time when he distributed food or items, always give her double portion.
被爱是幸福的，但是人的爱有时候也不能够解决什么。
Indeed, she received much love from her husband, but. It was not enough for her.
但是后来哈拿把她的痛苦带来找神。
But then Hannah carried her distress to the Lord.
她来圣殿，圣经说她把她的愁苦、把她的痛苦倒出来。
She came to the temple and she poured out her suffering to the Lord.
她只动嘴唇，不出声音。
And she only her lips were moving and she couldn't speak. She couldn't make any noise.
伊利以为她有罪了。
And Eli, the priest at the time, thought that she was drunken.
哎，结果祷告完了，神就感动伊利，说：“你一定会生孩子。”
And then later on, God moved Eli and saying that Hannah, you will surely have a son.
所以神真是我们的帮助。
So indeed, God is our help.
那下面说，神是我们的盾牌
and our shield as well.
神真的是我们的依靠。
God is our reliance.
我们人生真的会。能够做我们依靠的就是神。
And only God, is reliable.
所以在箴言里面讲这个聪明的四活物，有一种活物叫做叫做沙番，就是野兔。
There's a
野兔 rabbit.
下一张，
箴言。
In the Book of Proverbs, there says that there were four small items are very wise, and one of them was rabbit.
它很小，它体积很小。
And rabbits are usually quite small.
那你狮子老虎抓不到它。
And but the tigers or the lions cannot capture it.
因为它很聪明。
Because it's very smart.
它看到这个狮子老虎要抓它的时候，它就跳到那个岩石的缝里面去。
Because when he see other creatures try to capture it, he would jump into a rock somewhere.
那个狮子老虎看得到抓不到。
And so that these other creatures can only look for it in the cliff of a rock.
一定的气势，看得到就抓不到，吃不到。
It's right there, but they just can't get it.
因为那个磐石把它保护住了。
Because it's protected by the rock.
今天我们人是何等的软弱。
Today, human beings are also very weak.
一粒沙掉到眼里面，你就没有办法动了。
Then, if you even have a speck of dust came into your eyes, your whole body will be in extreme suffering.
不但肉体软弱，人的心灵也很软弱。
Not only physically you are weak, spiritually we're even more fragile.
稍微一件事情发生，你就晚上睡不着觉。
Something bad or someone say something bad to us, we can't fall asleep at night.
但是神是我们的盾牌。
But God is our shield.
他是我们的依靠,
He is our reliance.
他是我们患难中的保护,
He is our protection in times of distress.
所以我们如果能够躲在神里面, 我们就能够享受那里面的平安。
So if we can hide under the protection of God, then we will enjoy the peace from God.
因为他是我们的帮助, 是我们的盾牌。
Because He is our help and our shield.
21节,
Verse 21.
我们的心要靠他欢喜, 因为我们向来依靠他的圣灵。 这里说, 神是我们的欢喜。
He says that in Him our hearts rejoice.
怎么样能够欢喜呢? 就是要满足。
How can we have joy in a heart? This joy is from satisfaction.
神是我们的满足。
For God is our satisfaction.
人生除了神以外，你能够得到什么满足？
Apart from God, what other satisfaction can we receive?
找不到真正的满足。
You cannot find true satisfaction.
赚钱当然你钱进来的时候很快乐。
Money is good, of course. Go to the bank, it looks pretty good.
但是钱进来多久以后，你发现你又不满足了。
But how much money would have to go to your account to make you happy forever?
人的心都永远得不到满足。
For the desire of human hearts, it could never be satisfied.
欲望是无穷的。
Because the desire of want is forever progressive.
但是只有神充满在我们里面,
but only when God is in our hearts,
我们就全然满足了,
we will be filled.
所以我们大家很多人都有这个体验的，你得圣灵，被圣灵充满的那一个时刻，你发现拿100万给你换，跟你换你也不要。
Many people have this experience and testify that the moment they receive the Holy Spirit, even if someone want to exchange that moment, that the Holy Spirit for $1 million, you won't exchange it. Because that kind of spiritual satisfaction is not the material satisfaction that the world could provide.
那人有这种依靠，然后心灵有真的有平安、有满足，这个人才有真的这种幸福的感觉。
So only when a person is satisfied spiritually, then true joy and happiness will abide in his life.
所以我们真的一个人要享受福分，必须要来敬拜神。
So for a person to live happily, he must come to God.
21节下半句。
Verse 21, the second portion.
说因为我们向来依靠他的圣名。
For we trust in His holy name.
22节。
Verse 22.
说神啊，求你照着我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
Verse 22, may your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
神的慈爱是我们最后的一个依靠。
And the mercy and the love of God is our last hope.
神对我们的爱坚定不移，不会改变。
His unfailing love will never change.
所以你遇到任何一件事情，到最后，神的慈爱就是你的依靠。
So at the last day or at the end, the love of God is your last hope.
所以我们从这个13节一直到22节。
Therefore, from verse 13 to verse 22,
神了解我们。
God knows us.
神要看顾我们。
And He'll take good care.
神要拯救我们。
And He'll save us.
神要帮助我们。
And He'll help us.
神要做我们的依靠,
He'll be our reliance.
神要做我们的满足,
He'll be our satisfaction.
所以真的认识神的人有福气啊。
So indeed, how wonderful it is to be chosen by God.
我们现在看诗篇33篇第一节。
Scroll Psalm chapter 33, verse 1.
这个第一节到第三节其实是结论。
And verse 1 through verse 3 are actually the conclusion of this chapter.
对，他这章里面把结论先讲。
So interestingly, the conclusion plays at the beginning of the chapter.
所以人啊, 你们应当靠神而欢乐, 正直人要赞美是合宜的, 第二节, 你们应当弹琴称谢神, 用十全, 来歌颂他, 第三节,
Verse 3.
应当向他唱新歌, 弹巧妙声音洪亮,
Verse 1. Sing cheerfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Verse 2. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Verse 3. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy.
所以既然神是好的,
and since God is good,
神是我们的福分,
and he is our grace,
所以我们要靠着神来欢乐,
therefore we should rely on God live joyfully.
所以在我们敬拜神的人, 没有一个时候是说绝望,
for those who have faith in God will always have a hope.
到最困难的一个时刻, 你都可以看到盼望,
even at the most desperate situations, you can always see a light at the end of the tunnel.
所以我们要常常赞美神,
we should always praise God,
那要常常感谢神,
and give thanks to him,
常常唱歌来歌颂神,
and sing to him a new song.
所以在生活当中啊, 这个感谢赞美的声音, 永远不要断绝,
so in our daily life, let the voice of praise and thanksgiving be forever flow.
因为蒙神所拣选为自己产业, 那民是有福的,
because blessed are the people he chose for his inheritance.
所以要常常感谢赞美他,
therefore, we should praise and give thanks for him.